So my name is Brendan Ackerman. I'm the director of operations and one of the three worker owners of Boulder Code Academy.
Ezra Husher, director of education.
Sarah Iverson, director of marketing.
Can you just tell me, first off, a little bit about what the Boulder Code Academy is?
Yeah, so Boulder Code Academy is an employee-owned and operated web development school committed to just and equitable education with a focus on self-sufficiency and community. So we were inspired to make some of this language more accessible to nonprofits and low-income folks that otherwise wouldn't be able to access the back-end of websites and really help people and nonprofits and or small businesses become more autonomous and self-sufficient in the work that they do.
What are you going to be doing? What are the kind of actual elements that people will be able to partake in as part of the project?
Yeah, so basically the goal is to be kind of a complete package, if you like. The details of setting up a web page itself, just with those companies, getting web hosting and domains registered, to some of the important pieces, which is the search engine optimization side, which turns out to be one of the single most important pieces of this, because you can have the most beautiful, effective website ever, but if people can't find it, it doesn't do as much good. So then there's elements there, and then we also want to bring in some elements of kind of dealing with customers. How do you set up contracts? Do you want to get paid hourly? So details like this that you kind of just have to encounter. And in my case, you know, I kind of just had to learn on the fly. So I think that some of our experience can help people along in that regard.
Why should someone partake in this program opposed to, you hear ads all the time for places like Squarespace and things like that, that kind of help, that are already online forms that help you develop your own website? Why should someone come to the Boulder Code Academy opposed to using one of those systems?
So Squarespace and WordPress are platforms that help you build a website, and that's sort of where my skill level was before meeting Ezra and before working on this. So what happens then is it's made to make website development more user-friendly or more approachable. What often happens is it makes it more difficult because you can't really get into the back end, so you end up troubleshooting. So we're helping folks learn how to really develop a website further than that. What we're more comparable to is something like Galvanize or another coding schools. And what really sets us apart is that we're giving career advice and like setting you up really to be able to be self-sufficient. Also, we're affordable. So we operate on a sliding scale, and also we always have seats at the table for people that can't afford a single dollar.
Why is that important to you in your model?
So to me, it's really important. Personally, because, I mean, low-income folks are like my people. My biggest passion is like justice and equity work. I was born like well below the poverty line in a trailer park in the outskirts of Detroit. And yeah, I mean, I just noticed really quickly that it's a lot harder for folks like me to sort of get out of poverty. And one thing that helped me do that is just taking risks and learning skills on my own. And we're putting the tools in people's hands to become more self-sufficient in the work that they want to do.
Yeah, I think because we are focused on helping out the community, I think it is really important to have a sliding scale, because we want to make sure that we reach everyone and that everyone has an opportunity to learn these skills. We are in an age of technology, so, you know, learning these tools isn't just going to help them build a website. It'll give them the tools to evolve with technology, because they have this foundation that can help them, you know, acclimate and also learn more things about coding and websites, and as well as reaching out and being a self-starter and, you know, making their own money and finding their way and giving them the power to excel in the way that they wish to.
So if somebody wants to learn more, is there somewhere that they can go or someone they can contact?
That is bouldercodeacademy.com.
Or email info@bouldercodeacademy.com.